Are you looking for the newest and hottest in the world of pro wrestling? Then check out the amazing action on powerslam.tv, the biggest indie pro wrestling channel in the world. Get over 6,000 hours of the best events from over 150 of your favorite promotions from 20 different countries around the globe. Brands like Progress Wrestling, Evolve Wrestling, Combat Zone, Defy, PCW Ultra, PWX, Over the Top, Shine, and hundreds of others with fresh content added every day for only $5.99 per month. Get your free trial today at powerslam.tv.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to another edition of Regular Guy Wrestle Talk. I am your illustrious host, as always, Matt Granberry. And today I wanted to go into the generosity that I see out of a particular company and a particular wrestler. The generosity of AEW and particularly Cody Rhodes in his open challenge for the TNT Championship. I find that it has been a great way to introduce some competitors that maybe not even the casual fan would know about. Now, I know this is not me being an AEW mark or anything like that, and yes, NXT has its way of introducing new talent from the indies or whatever, but they have a system, and it's a proven system. It's a system that has, you know, stood the test of time. Hunter has made a great deal of money with it, and he's produced some great stars with it, and then they flop when they get to Vince's SmackDown or Raw. But that's another podcast for another time. So, you get introduced to new stars from the PC through NXT. But with AEW, they just, okay, Cody put out the challenge. It could be anybody from AEW. It could be anybody outside of AEW. And that was smart. That was smart on AEW's part because it's acknowledging that other promotions exist. I know here recently there's been a lot of talk of, you know, AEW actually acknowledging people and promotions outside of themselves, and their reason for it is we're not going to insult the fans' intelligence. And yes, WWE does not acknowledge a lot of promotions. They have rarely done that, but that's just them. I don't see a big deal of it. But anyway, getting back to what I was talking about, the casual fan, they may know some people on AEW, but they're certainly not going to know somebody like who's challenging Cody this Wednesday in Warhorse. They're not going to know him. I mean, how many casual fans do you know knew Eddie Kingston last week, or even Ricky Starks a couple weeks before? The casual fan's not going to know these people, but you shoot them into a title picture first night on the job on national TV, and all of a sudden they're like, whoa, who's this guy? Who is this person? I gotta go research this guy. He is good. He is very good. Now, to the hardcore fans, you know, we know who Ricky Starks is. You know, a bunch of us have watched NWA Power. We know who Ricky Starks is. We know who Eddie Kingston is. We've been some of us have been following his career since day one. A lot of people know who Warhorse is. We've watched independent wrestling. So we know who these guys are, the hardcore fans. But again, it's that casual fan. It's somebody to get into more into somebody who may not be into independent wrestling, but then they go and watch their independent work and they're like, oh, damn, this is some good stuff. I'm gonna start watching more independent wrestling. See, it's a win-win. They see him work on AEW, national show, reaching millions and millions of homes, and then they go watch their independent shows, and like, oh man, hey, independent wrestling just got a new fan. Now again, NXT system, I'm not saying it's a bad system. It's not. I mean, hello, it's produced great, great, great superstars. But the only difference is they have, you know, their build-up. They have, you know, their system. It's like, okay, you're going to have X number of matches before we put you into a title picture if you're getting over. Here's TNT. Here's AEW come along and say, I don't give a... And Cody come along, I don't give a damn. Find whoever you want to. I'll give them a title shot. I don't care. that to me is, it adds that element of, okay, this guy could win this championship. This guy could become a star tonight, or a bigger star than he already was. This guy could get signed to a contract like Ricky Starks did. I mean, everyone's clamoring for, you know, sign Eddie. I was one of them. AEW, sign Eddie Kingston. And, you know, Warhorse could come along and he could get a contract. He could win the TNT belt. I mean, who knows? That's the whole thing. That's the whole added little, you know, factor into AEW's thinking, was that unpredictability. Now, again, with NXT's system, there's kind of, okay, we're going to see some rivalries out of here. You know, it's kind of the tried and true, we know this system works, let's go with it. But, I mean, no one expected Eddie Kingston last week. No one saw that coming. And definitely nobody thought Cody was going to take that thumbtack bump. I mean, that was usually the guy who's doing the, who brings the thumbtacks into the ring, he's taking the bump. But no, Cody said, no. Let me take it, King. Let me take it. Let me make you look good. So, I'm not saying one is better than the other, but I will say, in the aspect of unpredictability, AEW's got the edge. That's what I'm saying. Because what is it about wrestling promotions? You're trying to grab people's attention. That's what you're trying to do. You're trying to grab people's attention. You're trying to grab an audience, make ratings, make money. So what better way than to keep the ball rolling? Now another thing about AEW. We saw that whole clip with Arn and Cody. They were asking questions at some event, I don't know what, but they were saying, okay, who's Cody's next opponent going to be? And Arn just, you know, casually looks and says, what about that Warhorse kid? And, you know, everybody's like, yes, yes, please, please, yes, yes. And what happens? 2 weeks later, we get Warhorse versus Cody. Now, I'm not saying Hunter does not listen to the fans. He does. But that is proof positive that AEW listens to the fans. Or at least in this instance, they do. Because they want to see Warhorse versus Cody. And guess what we're getting this Wednesday? Warhorse versus Cody for the TNT Championship. A lot of people may still be out on the TNT Championship. You know, they might be on the fence. I'm saying, look, this is a great way to boost this championship. And given these independent stars that, again, the casual fan may not know, giving them a title shot, that is number one, it boosts the championship, because Cody said, I'm going to be a fighting champion. I'm going to put this belt on the line each and every week. And he's done it, and he hasn't lied to us. And again, it puts the spotlight on these performers that maybe the casual fan doesn't know, but then goes back and says, oh, hey, they had a great match on AEW. Let me go look at some of their other stuff. So it's a win-win. Now again, and I know I'm repeating myself, and I apologize for that, but NXT's system works. It works. Okay? But for me, I like the unpredictability. I like that I don't know who's going to show up for this open challenge. Or if I do know who's going to show up, you know, Cody's had like what? A week? Two? Maybe to prepare for this person that he's never, ever fought. He's never fought this person. And he's going to go in and put a championship on the line. That's intriguing to me. That to me is something that grabs me. And I want to pay attention. And I want to see who is going to win this match. You know, could be Warhorse two belts. I'm guessing he still has that independent wrestling championship. I don't think he's lost it. But I'm just saying, you know, the unpredictability that AEW puts in play, That's the X factor. That's the thing. Well, that's all I'm going to do for this week, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for listening. You can find me on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and many other podcasting platforms. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for the support. And until next time, be kind to one another, stay safe out there, and support each other in our mutual love of pro wrestling. A little tongue-tied. Okay, we'll see you later, guys. Bye.